I was a zombie. I got bit. I was a zombie survivor because I did a really sweet job of that bite wound. And then throughout the night, as I was getting progressively drunker, I just started slurring. And then you're like, you look tasty.
Welcome to Sitzhacker. Willkommen in Sitzhacken. I'm Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
That's the limit of my German, I think. Can't think of a language or stick with it.
Ich blute.
How are y'all doing?
Oh, you know.
It's been literally, insert time here, since we last talked.
It's my season, literally my life.
I wanted to ask you guys a question about Halloween, fucking, but it might not be relevant for most of you guys anymore.
Well, talk to me, Goose. Tell us what all about it.
Yeah, I will. Amy and I still get Halloween candy every year in case people come by because, you know, I've watched enough horror movies to know that you probably shouldn't not give children candy on Halloween because...
That's a good way to get your house egged or set on fire or a clown demon.
Haunted. Yeah, sure. And so, like, we always have candy. And so when we buy... candy, we always try to make it candy that we'll eat in case we don't get anybody, right? And so we've figured out through years of practice that we like Almond Joys, Almond Joys, 100 Grands, Crunch Bars, Hershey Bars, and Kit Kats and Reese's. Those are like the ones we usually like to get. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what if you still participate, or if you don't, what your favorite kind of candy bars are, or the favorite kind of candy bars you used to get at Halloween?
I'll go first because I actually like being a trick-or-treat host. But for like the last, I can't remember how many years, I'm either working or busy or something, and I'm unable to do it. And that actually kind of bums me out because I sort of like half-ass dressing up, like the fun uncle kind of thing, where you're like, oh, he's got a silly hat and his beard's all waxed and pointy, and then giving out just way too much candy to any kids that come.
Exactly.
And honestly, I try to buy a whole bunch of stuff. My sweet tooth isn't as refined as it once was, maybe. But I think I am a sucker for lots of caramels.
Me too.
So I like a Milk Dud kind of situation. I think I've also liked... The hard part is the stuff I like is all kind of disparate and spread out. Like, I like sweet tarts and some of the sour candies, but then I also like some of the caramel chocolatey ones. Bottle caps were always a prized possession when we got them during Halloween back in the day. I remember that being a big deal. I don't know why.
Because they're cool, because they're different. Like, they're like soda flavors. I don't know. You're a kid. It's like really cool.
Yeah, that's right. They're like, they're weird. I don't get them so often, but like, I don't know why I thought that.
You could go to the store and buy them as a kid like you can as an adult. You're just like, it never crosses your mind.
Even as an adult, I haven't seen bottle caps much.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, I haven't seen
Maybe they only do show up around Halloween.
Yeah. Possible. Smarties too are the other ones. I ate my weight in Smarties in college.
Like wafer candies, you ever get those? Like the bigger, thicker Smarties that don't taste as good?
Yeah, like garbage Nico? Smarties, thicker. Or dummies, as we like to call
Nico
them.
Nico or Nico? It's like a tube of chalk.
Yeah. You know what's secretly a low-key, like really good candy that I don't see a lot anymore is flavored Tootsie Rolls? Like the strawberry, lime.
Yeah, you never see them.
Yeah, vanilla.
Blue ones always make me think that it's going to be like a blueberry or something like that, and it's fucking vanilla. And I'm just like,
for sure. Kevin, what about you? Let's get through this, because I want to talk about the most overrated candy, too.
Anything that's gummy or chewy. I like gummy candy.
Solid.
Yep. A sucker.
I always like... the little fun size Snicker bars and like Butterfingers, and then like Nerds, stuff like that. Like
I also did like Nerds. I do have to say one thing. I have to say this, which is I am okay, like neutral towards Snickers in the regular bar form, but the bite size fun size version, something about the ratio of the chocolate to the peanut to the nougat to the caramel.
Yeah.
I think it's the increased chocolate, right? Because the chocolate is smaller, it's better. Yeah. I would rather eat five of the fun sizes than one of the bars.
Dude, yeah. I have the same thing with Reese's Cups. Like, the bite-sized Reese's Cups have a better texture because of the depth of them.
Exactly.
Yes.
The big
exactly.
ones. And
absolutely.
I will smash a bag of them, but I will, like, barely eat, like, two Reese's Cups when I get regular bar.
Yeah. Well, see, like, for me, Snickers is my favorite candy bar. It's my, like, hands down, my absolute favorite candy bar.
Whatchamacallit's my favorite candy bar.
But the, but yeah, those little, when you get them in like the fun size, they're suddenly just crack.
It's just something about the chocolate ratio is better.
Yeah.
I like the midnight
shit
bars.
Slaps.
The midnight. I like dark chocolate.
Oh, midnight Mars?
Midnight, like Milky Ways and what have you.
Yeah. The midnight Milky Ways, I ate so many of them one Halloween or something. I got super sick because I fucking loved them. And then now I don't think I could ever eat one again. Because I just engorged myself on them.
I have like a low key. I don't know. I guess when I talk, I don't really like candy, but when I go into it, like there's ones I like. I think like my top candy bars are ones that are really not easy to get when you're getting like Halloween candy, because like 100
like
grams.
A Curly Whirly.
Yeah, like no, not those ones, but Abba Zabba. No.
Zubada
da. Like 100 grands you can get, but they're hard to find. Whatchamacallits, I've never seen a candy in like Halloween candy size.
No, you never see it.
And the other one was they do have these though, Paydays and Babe Ruths. Like, I will smash those. I love Paydays.
Yes. Yep.
Oh my god.
Yep. Both of them, stupidly good. Why?
I don't know why people don't like them, but like, I just love them. The caramel plus peanuts plus chocolate. It's just like the best combination.
It's the same reason people like maple bacon donuts. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Dipping their fries
salty
in the
savory
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Salty savory with the sugar and yeah. It's yep.
All right, but I personally think that the other one is Starburst. Starbursts are like really good. I think those are always good no matter
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I used to eat a lot of Starburst.
Yeah, what I think overrated candies, like not ones that are just bad like the wafers, right? But overrated candies are like Jolly Ranchers. I fucking hate Jolly Ranchers.
I will fight you.
That's fine. You can have all my Jolly Ranchers. I don't like them. I can feel my teeth getting cavities when I have them in my mouth.
The flavors aren't that good either. I've tried like the chewy ones.
I hate all of you.
We tried the chewy ones too, like the gummy ranchers, mm-hmm. and I was like, no. I think it's like a hard candy thing, Kendrick. Like I've never been a huge fan of hard candy, and then as an adult, now I'm actually concerned about the sugar in my teeth and
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm not really gonna die on this hill. I was literally just about to say that I like Jolly Ranchers, and you said that instead, so I was like, I guess we gotta fight now.
I guess this is happening.
We must now engage in fisticuffs.
I also think that regular Hershey's bars are overrated. I hate that they just throw those in. They're like the regular Lay's potato chips of Halloween candy bags, you know? Like you
yeah,
get, like,
it is
more
filler.
You never want of them, but like...
It's filler.
Yeah.
I'll put them in the freezer, get them like really cold. Then they taste better that way to me. Frozen chocolate.
And then use it as a weapon.
Sharpen
to get a better candy.
You can keep it for like s'mores and stuff, I guess, but I don't have that opportunity that often. But we're always left whenever we get the wrong bags with Jolly Ranchers and Hershey's bars. So.
I mean, yeah.
Well, thanks for indulging my Halloween candy chat.
Dude, for sure.
We're already just going to knock out the Halloween candy chat this early in the...
Just
we can keep talking about it.
Next song. Next song.
What's like?
I mean, I'm all for it.
What's like one Halloween candy that you like can't you remember? Like, what's the okay? Let's not even talk about candy. Like, what's the coolest, weirdest thing you've ever remember finding in your Halloween bags? Like after a night of trick or treating. It doesn't have to be like Austin, like crazy. You could just say a toothbrush. I found a toothbrush before.
A toothbrush seems excessive. First time I saw one of those candy apple suckers that are like caramel or like caramel apple.
Oh, like the green sucker apple, with the caramel over it. Yeah.
I first had one of those after I wasn't that young, so I'd done a couple trick or treatings because I remember many 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 years ago, and hopefully my mom's listening. Hi, mom. She remembers this. My dad, I think it was mostly my dad, helped build this sick ass death costume for me, where we put a skull on top of a bike helmet, and then I wore the bike helmet, and then we had like the robes around it, and I was young enough where that extra height just made me look spooky in my mind as like a child. So like I did lots of cool trick-or-treating and stuff back in the day, and I remember the first time I saw one of those caramel apple suckers, I was fucking floored by the combination of the hard green apple candy and the caramel. And it blew my little mind.
Nice. Mine was trick-or-treating way back. And the neighbor that we'd never talked to, that this is when we lived in Nevada, the neighbor we never talked to, like, became a Halloween manic crazy person and had, like, the best decorations. But one year he was hiding under his deck, and, like, he had this giant monster claw thing over his arm, and he'd reach out and, like, grab kids' feet. And that just, blew my mind. I was like, this is so cool.
It's like a haunted house. I want to go back.
I don't necessarily have a specific candy memory like that, like you were asking, but I do have an experience, because I always do. It was one of the coolest fucking costumes I've ever had. My dad helped me make it. I was Orlando the Axe, who is a Badger Lord from the Redwall series. So he made this like badger head out of cardboard, and I had this big toy axe, like the ones that around every Halloween you always see, like the little weapons pile that shows up. There's like scythe, pitchfork, and a double bladed axe. Like I had one of those, and my mom made a my candy bag out of this she made like a haversack basically out of just like jeans, like leftover jean parts. It was fucking cool, and we were rampaging around town and getting all the fucking candy in the world. And we stopped in this one guy's house, and they were like, we're doing like a little haunted house experience. And I went inside with this big group of people, and they sat us down on the couch, and they did like the, reach in and touch the eyeballs. It's like peeled grapes and that shit. Like they were doing that. We're having fun. And in the middle of it, I noticed like I'm sitting on the couch, and it's kind of like somewhat awkward. The couch just like explodes with us on it. One of the people living there was hiding underneath it. Like he'd take the cushions out, and it was like hollow on the bottom, and he was laying under it with the cushions on top of him. So he just burst out from underneath while we were sitting on him, and just drove us all absolutely insane with fear.
That would do it.
It was fucking maniacal.
Now have a trust relationship issue with furniture.
Yeah.
I told you, Kevin, a human can hide inside of a couch. It's easy to do if you set it up correctly.
Yep.
Yeah, there has to be set up, though. I think that was that whole argument.
What do you think I've been doing for the last 3 years?
Laying the groundwork.
Yeah, exactly. Laying groundwork. I remember the only costume I remember from when I was in Halloween kid mode. Is my mom made me like a Raiden costume, like a Mortal Kombat Raiden costume.
Cool.
It was really cool. She made the hat and everything too. It's like I had this big Japanese style hat. I don't remember what they're called, but like the one that Raiden has that he.
Yeah. What is that called?
I don't know. It was really, that's the one I remember the most. But my mom always used to get a few years in a row she would get Oriental Trading Company stuff. So like finger puppets and stuff like that.
Yep.
Or like squishy eyeballs or sticky hands. And she would give those out for Halloween in addition to like candy. And so
it's a Casa hat, by the way.
A Casa hat?
Wickerwork Casa. It's Japanese for hat. Anyway, carry on.
But yeah, that's the cool, like, so that I always liked when I found little toys in my bag, because I was like, sweet sticky hands. Or like, you know, finger puppets and shit, so.
Yeah, break up the monotony of all the sugar you're going to kill yourself with. Yeah. Shout out to all of our cool-ass parents who helped us with sweet costumes and shit, man.
Yes!
What fun histories.
It was like way back in the day, too, before they had, like, they realized they could make a lot of money off of making, like, a Link costume, so you had to, like, build your own, right? Like.
Yeah. Right. Like, we had store-bought costumes, but it was really just, like, sweatshirts and pants printed with stuff back when we were kids, you know?
Yeah, and like that kind of plasticky mask with just a strap.
Yeah.
Like elastic strap.
It was like the shittiest elastic strap that would make it maybe two houses.
I dressed up as a Scream Killer one time, and my mom had gotten a bunch of those masks from Oriental Trading, and it's probably the thing that makes me sick when I think of like fake blood smell, makeup smell, like movie effects stuff. Oh, because that mask was so fake and plastic, and then they spray painted it. to white,
yeah,
or black or something, and it just like it's, I don't know, maybe that's why I'm like so irked out about all that stuff.
That would be a funny costume. I mean, the happy mask salesman, but with like a bunch of plasticky masks around your backpack thing.
Oh,
that's a cool costume.
That's a cool idea.
That would be a sweet costume, but you got to make sure you spaz out and travel through space instantaneously the way he does. Yes. Says that's what he does.
What's your coolest adult costume? Mine was, I had two of them. I had a Professor Elm costume, which is really nice because he's the fat professor, so I can fill that out. And then
nice.
I had one year I dressed up as Bruce Willis from Die Hard. And I like got.
I remember that.
I helped with that.
Yeah, you did, and that probably was like the costume I put the most into because I wanted to like look as much like Bruce Willis as the night went on as possible. As I started taking off my shirt and stuff.
You did take your shirt off.
Yeah.
I remember that night. I
don't.
That same night, I think was the one. Well, maybe no.
That was the gummy bears. Whatever. No, that was straight up the gummy bears incident.
That was the okay. So that was, I think that was the same one when I did Bane, right?
Yes.
Wait, what was the gummy bears thing?
It was when fucking Drew hit a bunch of fucking gummy bears everywhere in Kendrick's
house. We were finding them for years. Years.
Awesome. Not really.
It was not. It was so frustrating. I mean, looking back, it's funny, but at the time, you're like, fucking gummy bear.
Fucking gummy bear.
I haven't talked to that guy in years.
Right.
No, but yeah, it was. Yeah, that was when I did Bane. So I had a bald cap. I had Chelsea help me put on, and I had a tack vest and Bane mask and some
This.
Tactical pants, and then I just kept shooting Kyle with an airsoft gun over and over again. And I just kept going up to him being like, follow him. And he'd be like, what? And I just shoot him in the leg with the fucking airsoft.
That one, that's probably like sweet revenge for when you got me that Nerf axe and I just beat you all night with it.
Yeah, I was a little bit making up for all the testicular damage you did to me, yeah. But that was probably, that and Rick. I have a Rick costume I'll still bust out from time to time. And that one is my favorite just to do. Because I just have a mohawk wig that I wear sideways that Emily helped, like, she spray painted green for me, so it looks like him. So I have that and a lab coat and a fucking portal gun that Kay bought me, and I just stumble around. And that's the bit, that's the costume. But I think Bane was more fun.
We all dressed up as Krieger, that was a pretty funny, like,
that was fun as hell.
I do remember
that.
Kevin, what do you got? What was yours? What was your best adult costume?
Probably Nathan Explosion.
You dressed up as Nathan Explosion?
Yeah.
Dude.
When was that?
It was in college a lot. I actually still have the wig, though. But I had my eyes, painted all black and stuff and had, like, a microphone I was carrying around.
Yeah, that was fun. See, your Link costume is pretty good.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. That was one of those cheesy, Spirit Halloween ones that we just... I don't remember what we were doing, but we needed a costume the day of.
I feel like you upgraded parts of it. Weren't you wearing an actual sword?
Yeah. I've carried an actual sword when wearing it too before. Yeah. And
as you should.
I've got a shield too. I've got a shield that looks pretty cool.
Awesome. You have like a Hylian shield?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's plastic, but it's pretty big.
I think the best adult costume I've done is Rorschach. Because I actually have, Laura found it for me a couple of years ago. I've got a mask that it's a little difficult to see out because the eye slits are really small and just like pressed right up against your eyeballs. But it's got a temperature sensor like built into the fabric. So when you breathe in and out, it actually does like change the black and white pattern.
Cool.
On parts
I think
of the
I
face.
Remember seeing that. That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, I think I have seen that too. It's been a number of years though. It hasn't
I've had it for a while. I think it's actually I think I pulled it out last year and I think it just kind of stopped working properly because it doesn't really make a pattern anymore. It just kind of turns like black and then goes back to white. But it's I think that might have been one of the cooler ones. That same year though, that when you guys were when you were Bane and the other one?
Yeah.
John?
Keep going.
I was I was a zombie. I got bit. I was a zombie survivor because I did a really sweet job of that bite wound.
I remember that.
And then throughout the night, as I was getting progressively drunker, I just started slurring and then be like, "You look tasty."
That was a good bit. That was good dedication to the bit. I appreciated that.
What happened to us? We used to have really good costume ideas.
We used to have parties too. We don't have those anymore.
We don't do that.
Yeah, anymore. The last one was probably Kyle's, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
Was that mine when I did the escape room?
The escape room.
Yeah.
Man,
it was Garth Algar that night. That was fun.
That was really fun for me too.
I just remembered that same Bane night. I also did. Was it Tony Stark? I think I did a Tony Stark. Didn't I? Yes.
Because
I got tired of the bald. I knew I would get tired of the bald cap.
You got. Yeah.
No. So I shaved down to the Tony Stark facial hair beforehand, and then did Bane, and I figured I'd get fucking sick of it after a while, so I switched to like incognito Tony Stark with just the t-shirt, like the Black Sabbath t-shirt, and then my hair all greasy and drunk, and it's like, yeah, I'm Tony Stark now. Anyway, yeah, we should go back to having fun.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Yeah,
you guys
I had the Arc Reactor
fun?
Shirt. Remember? I still have it somewhere. Yeah. The Arc Reactor shirt. So.
All right. Well.
Anyway, like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Smash the subscribe and follow button, and I don't know, have fun.
Comment your costume ideas.
I'll dress up as my avatar from work with my Tanuki suit and giant flask again sometime. And,
you should do that.
Fucking, I don't. Whatever. Who cares? Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.